You're back on with Alex Pardo for another episode of the Flip Empire Show, number 197.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever, whenever you're listening to this. I'm so excited. I got episode 200 coming up for you, and I have a message I want to share with you on episode 200. You know, it's amazing to me that I think back to when I launched this podcast, and you know, here we are coming up on episode 200, that I've been consistent with, you know, putting out two episodes a week. And I do it because of you guys. Again, I'm going to continue to thank you. I'm sincerely and genuinely just grateful that you take the time to listen to me, and that you're providing me feedback. Cause on a weekly basis, I get messages on Facebook, I get emails of just people thanking me and kind of showing me gratitude. And sometimes I got people that, like, people in my network that I'm cool with that, you know, will text me a picture of, you know, them listening to the show or something. And it's like, it's kind of crazy to me. Sometimes I don't take it for granted, but I just don't think about the fact that, you know, I hop on here, I hit record, I pour a lot into this, and hopefully that comes through. And it doesn't hit me that literally thousands and thousands and thousands of people are downloading and listening to my voice and whatever message I have. And I take that as a big responsibility. I don't take that lightly. And so it kind of forces me to just, you know, level up, right? And continue to invest in myself and continue to surround myself with the best people and just continue to grow. And I really feel like I've gone through such a growth process and maturation process over the course of the last year, just because of, you know, the environment I've intentionally put myself, you know, in, and the people I've put myself around. So anyway, just wanted to share that with you. I got a message again on episode 200. I really want to share with you. I got nothing to sell, nothing to promote. I mean, you know how I do this. So it's I really have something I want to share with you that I think can have a profound impact on you. So tune in for episode 200. And again, I'm open. I want feedback, guys. For those of you who have taken the time to submit a review in iTunes, I know it only takes a minute or two, but super, super thankful, because there's so many podcasts out there, guys. And it really means a lot, not only to me, but just in iTunes rankings, the way it works. Not to bore you guys, but you know, they look at the reviews, they look at the ratings. And so guys, if you could do me the favor, if you've gotten anything out of this, the only way that I would ask you to repay me, if you want, and if not, that's totally cool too, is just go to flipempire.com/iTunes, and then you can go ahead. It'll take a minute or two, and you can leave a review. Anyway, aside from that, I'm pretty pumped. Next week, I'm traveling to Scottsdale, Arizona. It's I'm going for a multifamily mastermind that my good buddy Corey Peterson is putting on, and there's going to be a lot of high-level players in the room. It's a pretty small room, 30 people or so, and you know, so there's going to be a lot of deals happening, I'm sure, after the event moving forward. And so it's just, you know, I continue to just kind of, you know, invest in myself and just continue to build the network. And I think that's really what I wanted to talk to you guys about today, is just the power of intentionality, right? It's amazing what happens when you just get super clear, when you get focused, and when you take the steps to put yourself out there. You know, so in my example, whether it's me just talking about it on a podcast, or, you know, I see a lot of people post on social media, and they're very intentional about what they want. And I always applaud and commend those people, because when you're focused and you know what you want and you're just committed to it, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And I think, you know, you really have to adopt that mindset in order to accomplish anything you want, whatever that may be. And so, you know, I think about I'm in a phase in my life now where, you know, the wholesaling business is continuing to grow. And that's not to say we don't have our challenges, because we absolutely have our challenges. And, you know, it's not all peaches, sunshine, rainbows, and unicorns. That just doesn't exist. You know, like, so believe me, we have our challenges. Matter of fact, I wasn't even planning on talking about this, but a couple of weeks ago, we had three deals under contract at one point, three or four. And within like, it felt like within like a 4 or 5 day period, maybe it was about a week, we had all three deals just completely fall apart. Like dead deals, nothing to do to revive them. And for different things, it wasn't like sellers backing out or anything like that, or buyers backing out. It was like title issues and just like crazy things, like unique things that happened, right? Like right before the closing. And there was close to about $100,000 that we were expecting to realize and profit from those three deals. And just snap of a finger, like gone, right? And so we're okay, like we're moving forward. But I remember, you know, having a conversation with my transaction coordinator, and you know, she was kind of filling me in on what's been going on with these deals. And for a moment, and when I say a moment, I'm talking about like for maybe an hour or two. Like, let me just be real with you. I just felt like I'm like, dude, you got to be kidding me. Like, what? You know, when you kind of get like, when you get kicked in the gut so hard that you can't breathe, at that moment, it kind of felt like that, you know, just because like, you know, obviously there was, we were going to be putting a lot more money into marketing, and there was like things that we had the wheels in motion, and those wheels are still in motion. But you know, when you're kind of expecting that, hey, within the next couple of days here, we're going to realize about $100,000 in profit, and then it's just gone. And it's, you know, you fight and you scratch and you claw to save these deals, but you realize they're just dead deals. They're just deals that you know, they're not going to happen, right? For A or B reason. And I won't bore you with those minor details. But I remember for a couple of hours, guys, I was just kind of in the dumps, you know, about like, man, what's going on here? Like, what could we have done different? I'm always asking myself that question. Is there anything, did we drop the ball somewhere? Is there anything we could have done differently? And I think those are healthy questions. You know, my good friend of mine, Tim Bratz, I had him on, I forgot what episode it was, but if you guys just search Tim Bratz, you know, big multifamily guy, he's actually going to be at that event next week as well. You know, one of the things he always talks about is you ask yourself better questions, you're going to get better answers. And so when the shit hits the fan, or when like things just don't go as planned, which by the way, you know, hint, hint, life is not always going to go as planned. You're going to have things that kind of blow up. Allow yourself, first of all, ask yourself better questions. You're going to get better answers, right? Learn from it, because you either win or you learn. There's no winning or losing. And then the second thing is, give yourself a small period to be human. And, you know, like, you're going to have emotions you go through. I think the key is not to get stuck and not to drown yourself in those negative emotions, because, you know, like Tony Robbins talks about, first of all, you change your breathing, and that changes a lot of things within your body. But you change your thoughts, and then it's a ripple effect. Your thoughts lead to your feelings lead to your actions lead to your results, etc. So just realize that you have the power, no matter what happens to you, that you can alter it with your thoughts. And don't get me wrong, this isn't always the easiest thing to do. And I'm not even saying not to feel negative emotions at time, because again, guys, we're human. You know, I'd love to hop on here and say, you know, preach personal development and positive thoughts and the law of attraction, but things happen, you know. But I think the key is, give yourself a certain amount of time to feel whatever it is you want to feel, and then just make a conscious decision to snap out of that quickly, because you have that power. Don't ever let anybody take that away from you. I think I heard somewhere on a podcast, I forgot the lady's name, big time speaker, very, very big in the personal development space, and she gives herself a 90-second rule. Now, that's pretty crazy. So she'll allow herself to feel whatever she's going to feel for 90 seconds. And then she's trained her brain to just constantly start, you know, she experiences gratitude. She starts thinking different things. And little by little, you start to get out of that funk. And so I wasn't even planning on talking about that, but I wanted to throw that in there, because I guarantee you, everybody listening to me at this very moment, you know, wherever you are, you've had things that haven't gone as planned. I mean, that's life. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's something that I'm 100% confident saying that everybody's going to be able to relate to me on that. But it's what you do, right? It's not, life isn't what happens to you, but it's how you react to what happens to you. And then what you're going to learn from it moving forward. So anyway, just wanted to kind of throw that in there. But the really the last point It's just, again, the power of intentionality. You know, for me, I'm at a phase in my life where the transactional income from wholesaling is fantastic. I love working with people one-on-one, or in a small group setting, and just, you know, in a consulting / coaching type environment. I get a lot of fulfillment out of that, and just it checks off the fulfillment in the contribution box. So if you're at a place in your business, in your life, where you've done some deals and now you're just kind of looking to grow this thing, you know, feel free to reach out to me, alex@flipempire.com, or you can just click on the coaching link on the website. But really, you know, I'm at a place in my life where it's more about now cash flow and assets. So I'm definitely being more intentional about that. And so I'm, you know, pretty cool things happening. I'm having some opportunities to, you know, look at some lending opportunities, you know, where, you know, people need funding for their deal short term. So I'm taking a look at a few of those opportunities. I'm definitely being more focused about, you know, connecting with my network and raising private capital, especially because I'm having more opportunities come my way, as far as whether it's multifamily or even deals that we're buying, closing, and then putting back out on the MLS. We just did one of those a couple of weeks ago. God willing, we expect that to be a 6-figure deal, which is pretty awesome. I put that out there because I'm practicing what I preach. Is I'm being more intentional. And I've had some people that have heard some previous episodes reach out to me and say, hey, I got this going on, or I got that going on. And we're in talks now, and things may happen from a joint venture perspective. But I'm very clear on my unique ability, what I can bring to the table. I think one of my biggest assets, guys, is just my network and the people I know, the people that know me. And so the people are the assets, not just in my business, but just your network. And so just wanted to throw that out there, guys. If you see any opportunities or any synergies, ways that we potentially might be able to connect and work together, reach out to me. Worst case scenario, we have a conversation, we meet, or we go deeper on a relationship if we already know each other. And let me know your thoughts on this episode, and if you guys have anything that I might be able to help with. So having said that, I'm going to sign off. And again, I'm super pumped about episode 200. I definitely want to encourage you to tune in to the next couple episodes and then leading up to 200. Okay? Talk to you guys soon. Love you. Take care. We'll talk soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.